remember when you were little and you woke up in the middle of the night shaking with fear because the boogeyman was going to eat you? What would you think if I told you that your fears are not unwarranted? And this sinister urban legend was true? Urban legends are part of the mythology of many towns and were inspired by mythical creatures. Creatures that do not exist. But do they really not exist? These legends terrify children, but are dismissed by adults who only see them as mere myths. If you are an adult, you are about to discover that many of these urban legends were real, and not just mythical tales of European or Japanese origin. Are you ready to learn from these modern encounters and discover the urban legends that turn out to be real? And for some extra fun, find our mascot Ned hiding throughout the video. The Polybus Effect. Video games have been the subject of numerous urban legends. This time, we will talk about Polybus. Polybus is said to have been an arcade video game that emerged in the 1980s as a tool to control the human mind. When people finished playing, they became possessive and aggressive. In addition, they experienced seizures, hallucinations, and nightmares. The reality is that this game never existed. The legend arose from the actual case of the Berserk game, which was released around the same time and allegedly caused the death of two children just after reaching high scores. They apparently died of cardiac complications even when they were in good health. The legend is not so crazy now, huh? Spider eggs hatching inside you. If you suffer from arachnophobia, this legend is not for you. There is a belief that if a spider bites you somewhere on your body, this wound will grow and grow until it bursts into hundreds of baby spiders, hatched inside your body. Just thinking about it will make you shiver. But for your luck and everyone else's, this is just a myth. Since spiders do not have the intention or the interest to leave their eggs inside your body. In tropical regions, it is true, though, that certain insects will inject eggs in human or animal flesh. Still, cases of spiders have occurred, leaving eggs inside the ears and nose of some humans, just as they would in dark corners. Yet, they're not injected. So, when exploring the wilderness, try to check your ears and nose frequently to avoid this horror story. The Cuckoo or Boogeyman. Your parents probably told you that the boogeyman will eat you if you misbehave, and that kept you awake at night. The boogeyman comes from the Buginese culture of Indonesia, and the Cuckoo has Spanish origin. When the British Company of the Indies went to Indonesia for conquests, they were attacked by the Bugis, pirates who could murder the invaders without problems. Thus came the term boogeyman, as a warning to the other invaders. It is also believed to have arisen from the term boogeyman, or bog people. These were well-preserved mummies that were found in peat bogs, which show signs of having been given as a sacrifice, being very frightening in sight. While camping, sharing stories around the fire, stories of scary beasts, tormenting children and misbehaving adults have made both the boogeyman and the cuckoo blended as one. The deadly escalator. Although we use them in our day-to-day, escalators can be very dangerous. When your parents told you to tie your shoes before climbing onto one of those stairs, they were absolutely right. If a cord gets caught in the ladder mechanism, it can result in foot loss or worse, death. It is not an urban myth or a story from our parents. It is a machine to which you must have all the precautions to avoid this tragic incident. Rats in the toilet bowl. I can't think of a worse place to find a rat than in the toilet, near the most vulnerable parts of our bodies. And do you think this could never happen? Think twice. It is not so crazy to find animals and pests in such common areas. It is one of the most domestic and possible fears that a person can have. If you still don't think this is possible, there was a case in 1999 in Virginia where a woman was bitten on her back by one of these rodents in the bathroom. The moral of the story is, always check your bathroom well before sitting down. Rats have not been the only ones jumping to say hello from the depths of the toilets. There have been cases of snakes, frogs, and other creepy creatures. Candyman. The legend of Candyman arises from a movie released in 1992. It tells the story of an African-American artist who fell in love and had a child with a white woman, and her father hired a crowd of people to dispose of the artist. The man expires with a hand cut off and covered in honey. Legend has it that he can appear and eliminate you if you say his name 5 times in front of a mirror. Although this story is only a myth, the idea of a deadly attack inside a home is based on real events. In 1987, a woman was fatally wounded by a man who came out of a bathroom cabinet, although not exactly from the mirror. I watched the movie and I had nightmares for over a week. Tapophobia, fear of being buried alive or premature burial. Many people suffer from a deep fear of waking up in a dark, narrow box 6 feet down. The fear of being buried alive is justifiable because cases like this have occurred in real life. It's not a simple urban legend. Premature burials are known to exist since the 14th century, when the body of the philosopher John Duns Scotus was found out of his coffin and with markings indicating that he had tried to free himself from his grave. Alice Blunden was also buried alive in the 17th century and only found out about this when children heard noises coming from her grave. Doesn't that sound scary? To avoid this in times past, they put a bell hanging on a pole next to the new burial, with a string tied to the hand of the deceased. If it sounded, it was time to unearth the living. Faceless Charlie. You saw a faceless man approaching you. Your hair will probably stand on end. The Faceless Charlie story is one of those urban legends that has a real origin, but that each time it was told, more and more mythical elements are added to it. At the beginning of the 20th century, Ray Robinson, a boy from Pennsylvania, was electrocuted, suffering disfigurements on his body, especially on his face that seemed to have melted. People began to tell sinister legends about this disfigurement, and today, the people of Pennsylvania keep alive the myth of a radioactive and faceless green man prowling around an abandoned tunnel. Slenderman. Slenderman is an abnormally large, slim, faceless man who is always dressed in a suit. He is said to kidnap children walking in the forest and demands human sacrifice in exchange for not annihilating the entire family. But don't worry, Slenderman is a myth. The creature originated from an urban legend that began in 2009 on an internet forum until it became a meme. The terrifying thing about this legend happened in 2014, when 2 12-year-old girls took a classmate to a forest to sacrifice her. When asked about the crime, they said it was a sacrifice for a slender man so not to exterminate their families. Fortunately, the girl survived and managed to ask for help. Stories like this may not be suitable for vulnerable minds like those of children, don't you think? The girl with the crooked head in Japan. Modern urban legends live and become popular on the internet. One of these viral legends is the photo of a Japanese girl with her head abnormally bowed and a sinister smile on her face. Although many people share the image as if it was real, the truth is it was photoshopped. I hope I have not disappointed you. The photo was taken from a television show in Japan and was edited to create something very scary. So don't believe everything you see on the internet. The Maine Hermit. If you decide to vacation in North Maine Lake, many of your items are likely to be lost without apparent explanation. These strange occurrences are caused by Christopher Knight, the Maine Hermit, a man who has lived in isolation in the nearby forest for more than 20 years. This strange man spies and steals the belongings of tourists in order to survive, being responsible for up to 40 robberies a year. The fake cop trick. there are terrifying stories that are true. And although safety may be far from the police, always use your common sense and call the helpline if you are in danger. This is the case of real monsters that take the place of police. When a police officer asks you to get out of your car and starts making strange requests, ask them to show you their official badge. They may be impersonators and you could get hurt or worse. In Illinois, there was a case of an alleged police officer who ordered a man to stop his car only to rob him. There was another case in Georgia where a police officer stopped a boy on a bicycle and made him empty his pockets. These stories are not legends. They are real crimes that you should always watch out for. Never let your guard down. As you can see, as crazy as an urban legend may be, in most cases, they are based on reality. These terrifying myths and stories cannot always be taken lightly. They are not just stories to scare children. They can be true stories that can be life-threatening if you're not careful. So plan your funeral very well so that you are not buried alive. Tie your shoelaces before going up an escalator and check the toilet bowl very well before sitting down, unless you want to have a heart attack when Kermit the Frog gets out to say hello. Thank you very much for watching this video. I hope I haven't scared you much. Until next time. Remember to click the bell icon after you subscribe so you can get instant notifications of all of our new videos.